So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
Douglas.
Hi, Alf. Oh, Alf.
Howdy doody, Poopsie. It beats me how you can look so sexy any hour of the day.
Ralph, will you...
Still married, honey?
Yes.
Well, if your wife ever throws you out, I'll be there to catch you, honey.
That's a very comforting thought. Now, will you excuse me?
Oh. Youth before beauty. Or is it beauty before youth?
What difference does it make? You don't fit either one of them.
How would you like a judo chop?
Take this.
Nothing personal.
How do you like that, Mr. Douglas?
Well, it's...
We're working for the county road sign department. I paint the signs and he puts them up.
Did you paint that? That sign on the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I painted that.
You spelled road wrong.
Where?
Right there. Road is R-O-A-D.
And what's R-O-D-E?
Road.
And what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that...
We painted a new railroad crossing sign.
Caution, that's not spelled right either.
I told you it began with a K.
It doesn't begin with a K.
Which side of the track do you think we ought to put it on?
Well, why don't you put it in the middle? Maybe the train will run over it.
What's that?
We made you a new Hooterville sign.
It's wrong.
Didn't I put enough O's in Hooterville?
You got our pop wrong and our L wrong.
What do you mean?
This ain't a pop 48 town and it ain't an L-23.
Who's gonna know?
I will.
It's going up as writ.
Oh, no, it ain't. You can't put up a sign false advertising Hooterville.
Those are the figures we got.
Well, they're wrong.
Sam, that sign's been changed 10 times in the last year.
Yeah, Hooterville started out Pop 68, then it went to Pop 62, then to Pop 54, and then last week they told us you were Pop 48.
Well, we're Pop 46 now. The two Enfield kids left town, didn't they, Mr. Douglas?
Well, yes.
And another thing, we're down to L-18.
How the L... No, I mean, how can the elevation change?
Hooterville is subject to sinking spells.
Sinking?
Look, Sam, suppose we redo the sign, leave the numbers blank, and then you can chalk in your own pop in L.
Fair enough.
Come on, let's put up the caution sign.
Stick around, Toots. I'm off duty soon, and I can drive you home.
I've got a car.
Oh, then how about driving me home?
Come on, Ralph.
Look, Mr. Drucker, I didn't realize the population of Hooterville has been dropping so much.
Oh, it sure has. All the young people are moving away to the city. Pretty soon there won't be anybody left here except us old folks.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I didn't mean you.
Why are they leaving?
Well, I guess the kids just don't want to be farmers no more.
Why not? This is a great life. Fresh air, sunshine, watching the crops grow. What more do they want?
Shorter hours and more pay.
couple of months in that rat race of the city, and the exodus will stop.
Well, nobody's ever come back yet. Everybody's exodusing, and nobody is insidusing.
Can you imagine, last year there were 68 people living in Hooterville. This year, the entire population is 46.
Why so many?
Lisa...
Well, I don't blame the kids for leaving.
But Hooterville is their home.
Oliver, when you are young, no place is your home.
That's a very philosophical statement.
It is?
Yeah.
Who said it?
You did.
Oh, you must have made me mad or something. I remember when I was a kid in Hungary, I always used to say to my father the king. My father the king, I used to say to him.
Your father was never a king.
Then why did we live in a castle?
You never lived in a castle.
Then why did the knights come over for dinner?
What nights?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But not Thursday, because that was the maid's night out. Or was that when the knights made out?
What has that got to do with the young people leaving Hooterville?
I was coming to that. You see, when my father was the king...
Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
I'm Horace Colby. I have a farm about 4 miles down the road.
Uh-huh. This is my wife. This is Mr. Colby.
Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. Say, this is a nice place you got here.
Oh, it is?
See, I've seen your farm. Beautiful place.
Oh, yes. The charming gray house with the red shutters?
No, ma'am. That's the chicken house.
Oh, then the house is the big white building with the green door.
No, ma'am. That's the barn.
Oh, I thought the barn was that old broken-down building with the chewing tobacco sign painted on the side of it.
No, ma'am, that's the house. That's what I came to talk to you about.
Well, we don't chew tobacco.
I'm talking about the farm. I want to sell it.
We'll buy it.
Lisa, now...
Well, we can live in the barn. It's probably nicer than this.
Will you...
Or the chicken house, even with the chickens in it.
Lisa, why don't you bring Mr. Colby some iced coffee?
I'll get it for you.
Mr. Colby, I'm surprised you want to sell your farm.
Well, I don't really want to sell it, but I just ain't going to be able to handle it no more. You see, my two sons has helped me farm it, and they're planning now on moving away to the city. They think they can do better there.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Well, whether it's true or not, all their friends are going, and they don't want to stay.
Yeah, it's quite a problem.
I don't need you to point that out to me. I know it's quite a problem.
Yes,
Now, if all the young folks keep leaving, there ain't going to be anybody left around here except old folks like you and me.
Well, I'm really not that,
In a way, I don't blame the boys for leaving. Now, me, I've been farming it all my life. Getting up at 4 a.m, doing the milking, working in the fields all day in the hot sun, and at night... Well, I'm so beat, I don't even have the energy to put on my earphones and listen to Mert and Marge.
Did you say Mert and Marge?
Yeah. They replaced the great Gildersleeve. No, sir, I just don't think I can handle the place all by myself.
Look, why don't you hire somebody to help you do the work?
Hire somebody? You can't even marry somebody to help you with it.
Well,
anyway, I thought you might be a likely buyer from a farm.
Well,
Funny, talking to you face to face this way. You don't seem to be as cracked as everybody says you are.
I am not.
I can give you a good buy. You won't get stung with my place like you got stung on this one.
I didn't get stung.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did not. What is that?
Iced coffee. Do you want me to open the can?
Lisa, you're supposed to brew the coffee with water first.
Oh, you want the vet kind.
Yes, the vet kind.
Oh, never mind, Mrs. Douglas. I'm on my way. Now, you think about what I said, and if you're interested, I'll dicker you a good deal.
What did you mean, dicker you?
Oh, that's the way they talk in the country.
Oh, didn't anybody ever dicker you in the city?
Of course. He wants to sell me his farm because he can't handle it anymore. His sons are leaving to go to the city.
Well, that sounds like a couple of smart kids.
Lisa, this is a serious problem. It's not only happening here, but it's happening in farm communities all over the United States. What's going to happen to the farms if everybody just moves away and leaves them? Who's going to produce the food to feed everybody?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm just an expert on mink coats.
That has nothing...
And diamonds.
It's surprising to me that towns like Hooterville don't take steps to keep their young people on the farms.
And you're the fellow that's going to do it.
Well, I hadn't thought about it, but now that you mention it, it might be a good idea to call a special town meeting to discuss the whole matter.
Oliver, why do you always have to be a goo-dooder?
I'm not a goo-dooder. I'm a goo-googer, a goo-dooger, goo-goo. I'm a do-gooder.
Oliver, don't get mixed up in it.
Why not?
Because every time you open your mouth, you end up getting a shiv shoved into it.
Quiet, please. Quiet. That means you too, Arnold.
He just wants to know if he can go out to the car and get his crossword puzzle.
His crossword puzzle?
Okay, Arnold. I now declare this emergency meeting of the Hooterville Township to be in session.
What's the emergency?
Well, that'll be explained to us by Mr. Douglas, who requested the meeting.
He requested it?
Yeah.
I just remembered some real unimportant stuff I gotta do.
Sit down, Haney. Folks, I'd like to present to you the town's leading goo-dooder, Mr. Douglas.
Friends and neighbors, I'll get right to the point.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Fred, you're out of order.
Look, the reason I asked to have this meeting is because we're faced with a real crisis.
Arnold, will you please be quiet?
He's just apologizing for interrupting.
That's all right, that's all right.
As long as things have ground to stop, Arnold wants to know if anybody's got a pencil.
Here. But be sure I get it back. That's an official government pencil.
Now, please, may I continue? What I started to say was that the young people of our community are leaving our farms to go and live in the city. Now, in the last 6 months, approximately 18% of our labor force has left Hooterville. Our problem is twofold. First, how can we get them to stay? And failing this, how can we replace them?
Anybody know a three-letter word for actor?
Ham. Oh, I'm sorry, Arnold, but we all gotta go sometime.
May we please get back to the business at hand?
I'd like to talk about the hand business.
Yes, Miss Kimmel?
As I understand the problem, well, I don't really understand it. What is the problem?
How do we replace the young people who are leaving our farms?
That is a problem.
Yes. Now, does anybody have any ideas about what we should do?
Yeah, let's all go home and listen to the great Gildersleeve.
Oh, he's been replaced by Merton Marsh.
There's a perfect example of what your government does for you. It puts two people to work where only one worked before.
Look, may we please stick to the subject? What are we going to do about the young people leaving the farms?
The Department of Agriculture has done something about it.
Oh, what have they done?
Well, they issued several bulletins on the subject. Thank you.
Bulletins from the Department of Agriculture aren't going to solve anything.
Mr. Douglas, would you like to retract that statement?
No, I wouldn't.
And you can expect a hairy letter from the chief in the morning.
I don't care. Let him...
Contrary to public opinion, our people in Washington are well aware of what's going on. They're not just a bunch of ostriches. At least I don't think they're a bunch of ostriches. Of course, I've never seen them with their heads out of the sand.
Oh, for the love of...
Girl, I read somewhere that the only way farms can survive is through mechanization. The farm of the future will be run by pressing buttons.
Look, our problem is today. We have to find out what it will take to keep the young people here on the farms where they belong.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, I suggest a committee to talk to the young people.
Mr. Douglas, you got a good idea there.
Thank you. Now...
All those in favor of naming Mr. Douglas a committee to talk to the young people, signify by raising your hand.
No, I didn't
Mr. Douglas, you're a committee.
Well, they shoved the old shiv in you again last night.
They didn't
I told you not to be a do-gooder.
A go-dooder. A do-gooder-gooder. A go-go...
Good morning.
Oh, morning.
Good morning, Ab.
Well, I hear they shoved the old shiv into you again last night.
Look, Ab.
Mind if I have some coffee?
Help yourself.
It's kind of weak this morning.
Weak?
Yeah, I liked it better yesterday when it was solid.
The do-gooder doesn't like it that way.
Why not? There's nothing better than a crispy, crunchy cup of coffee.
Eb, eat some cereal or something. Let's get to work.
When are you going to question me about why I'm going to the big city?
Ab, you're not going away, too.
No, ma'am. I just said that to make his nibs turn pale.
Look, Eb, you know most of the young people around here, don't you?
Yes, sir. I got quite a reputation as a mingler.
That's right. He does.
Look, have you got any ideas that might... keep the young fellas interested in staying here?
I'm glad you asked me. I drew up a list which I will be glad to read to you.
Eb, I'm not interested in...
Things that can be done to keep the young fellas interested in staying here. By Eb the Mingler. Number one, free turtle food.
Free?
Yes, sir. A lot of us have pet turtles and it's very expensive feeding them.
Well, that's no...
Number two, drag racing on alternate Mondays and Fridays.
Drag racing?
Yes, sir. To see how fast guys can run in girls' clothes.
Look, forget those silly...
If you think these are silly, wait till you hear the other 48.
Just get to the crux of it.
What's a crux?
The heart of it.
Oh, one of those heart cruxes.
Yeah, one of those. Eb, do your friends ever complain that they work too hard on a farm?
All the time.
You mean that they want shorter hours and longer pay?
Yes, ma'am. You see, in the city, they only have to work 8 hours a day, and they get Saturday, Sunday, and Hong Kong flu off.
Don't they get Hong Kong flu off here?
Only if it falls on a Saturday or Sunday.
Eb, will you please?
I think the biggest hang-up is that when the kids get through work, the only recreation they have is going to Mr. Drucker's store and betting on which fly is going to land on his head.
Is that legal in this state?
Well, now, how would I...
For a time, they used to go up to Pixley to that topless restaurant. And then somebody spoiled it by putting the roof back on it.
There is always one in every crowd.
Look, suppose the town were to set up some kind of a youth recreation center. Would that help?
It depends on what kind of recreation you had in mind.
How about girls?
I'll stay.
Suppose it had a pool table, ping pong, a jukebox for dancing.
That sounds like fun. I never danced with a jukebox before.
Eb, I'm going
to... Oliver, for once you have a good idea. And I think we should name it the Oliver Wendell Douglas Youth Center.
Why should it be named after me?
Because I have a feeling they're going to shtick you with it.
So my recommendation is that we build a recreation center for them.
Well, I'm for that. I'm getting a little tired of standing around waiting for flies to land on my head.
How much is this center going to cost?
$5,000?
In that case, I move that this meeting be adjourned.
Oh, just a second here. No, just a moment. Isn't it worth that much to you to save your farms?
Not mine. Mine ain't worth but $3,000.
Isn't there some cheaper way of doing it?
Well... if we didn't have to do any construction, maybe if somebody would like to donate the use of their barn.
Now, ain't that nice of Mr. Douglas?
No, wait, just a second.
I make a motion we accept Mr. Douglas's kind offer to donate his barn. All those in favor, raise your hands. Motion carried.
Wait, just a moment. I didn't offer my barn.
Well, you're the only one that mentioned the word donate.
I can't donate my barn. I need it. Just like you do.
What for? Keep my cow in, my tractor.
Mr. Douglas, if you think more of your cow and your tractor than you think of the youth of Hooterville, I ain't too sure we want you as a member of our community.
Why should I donate my barn? What are you donating?
Well, we're letting you use our kids.
Oh,
just a second. Now, I agree with Mr. Douglas. This is a community project, and I think we all ought to contribute something to it.
Thank you.
Especially since he's been nice enough to donate his barn.
I didn't say I...
Now, I'm willing to donate the soda pop. How about you, Haney? What are you giving?
Well, I'll probably be out of town.
Come on, Haney. You must have something usable in that junk shop in back of your house.
He's got an old pool table. Well, it's not an old pool table. It's a new ping pong table with holes in the side.
We'll take it.
Well, since it's for such a good cause, I ain't gonna charge you nothing for it.
Thanks.
Of course, there'll be a $30 trucking charge.
We'll get it ourselves.
I've got a hi-fi set you can have.
Good.
Of course, the spring's busted on the motor.
If somebody could get hold of a movie projector, I can borrow some films from the department to show.
Like what?
Well, they got some new ones out on the sex life of the corn boar. Of course, that's for mature audiences. Or is that for mature corn boars?
May I say something?
You going to donate something else?
No. If we're going to make this youth center attractive, we can't furnish it with a bunch of secondhand junk. We need new things. A jukebox, ping pong table, dartboards, games.
Do you know what that would cost?
Mr. Haney, this is one time when money should be secondary. The American farmer didn't get where he is today by being chintzy about money.
What was he chintzy about?
He wasn't chintzy about anything. Where would we be if the embattled farmer had stopped to worry about the cost of powder and bullets in 1776? Who would have shot at the British at Concord? All through the history of this country, the American farmer has dug down into his pockets and taken the cash out of his mattress and his cookie jar to help his friends and neighbors and his community. Gentlemen, I put it to you. Are you going to turn your back on history? Are you going to welch on your debt to your heritage?
Well, I guess Mr. Douglas has laid it right in our laps. I'll donate $5 cash to the youth center.
I'll donate $2.50.
Put me down for $4.
I'll be glad to give $20 if Mr. Douglas will explain what he's just said.
Ain't that a beautiful sign? Ralph painted it.
She misspelled youth.
Oh, yes, it should have another T.
No, it should have an O in it.
Well, maybe she ran out of O paint.
What is O paint?
Come on in.
Oliver, I'm proud of you. If you hadn't opened your big mouth, this never would have happened.
We of the now generation thank you. It's senior citizens like you who...
I am.
Mrs. Douglas, may I have the honor of this dance?
Of course.
Will you excuse us, mein Herr? Mm-hmm. You're sure shimmies up a storm.
Yeah, she sure.
I ain't seen nothing like that since Gilda Gray.
Gilda?
She was part of the Was generation.
This kid is sure having a good time, ain't it?
Yeah, they're sure getting themselves recreated.
Yeah, I guess they do enjoy themselves. You know, since we dedicated this place 2 weeks ago, there's been a crowd outside every night at 7 o'clock waiting for the doors to open, and they stay until 2.
Mr. Douglas, you sure have solved the leaving problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you've created another one.
What's that?
The kids are so tired from getting recreated every night that they can't get up till noon to do their work.
What? We're having an emergency meeting on it tomorrow night.
Well, don't be there.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.